USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump had a heated exchange with NBC reporter Peter Alexander during the coronavirus briefing, telling the newsman he should be ashamed of himself.
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say. I think it's a very nasty question, and I think it's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people. The American people are looking for answers, and they're looking for hope. And you ought to get back to reporting instead of sensationalism. Let's see if it works. It might, and it might not. I happen to feel good about it, but who knows? I've been right a lot. Let's see what happens.
Trump was angered after Alexander asked whether he was giving Americans a false sense of hope with his optimism about a malaria drug's potential use in response to the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci came to the podium and stated there's not a magic drug for the coronavirus, but he believes it's good. The president is optimistic about its potential. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagles at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
The now-defunct presidential campaign for Michael Bloomberg is transferring $18 million in funds to the Democratic National Committee. The transfer does not qualify as a donation. Although the move is not illegal, it is possible due to the loophole that allows funds greater than the limit to be transferred from one campaign to another rather than donated. Bloomberg dropped out of the presidential race earlier this month and immediately supported Joe Biden. Bloomberg, a billionaire who self-funded his campaign, spent $500 million on campaign advertisement. Television shows are now donating medical supplies to the real-life emergency personnel who need them in the fight against the coronavirus. The outbreak in the United States has led to a nationwide shortage of medical supplies and calls for donations of items necessary to treat patients. The television show Grey's Anatomy has stepped up to provide gloves and gowns, while Station 19 is donating N95 masks to the City of Ontario Fire Department and a firehouse in Los Angeles. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Open road truckers are having to change the way they do business with the coronavirus. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the details.
U.S. safety regulators are suspending the rules that limit daily driving hours for truck drivers moving emergency supplies such as medical equipment, hand sanitizers, and food in response to the nationwide Chinese coronavirus outbreak. Truckers, though, are running into problems such as restaurants not being open, and some guys are even running out of gas along the interstate. Ed Zimmerman is an over-the-road truck driver, and he tells Fox News there's plenty of food out there.
The biggest thing right now is the fact that the reason stores are out is because people are buying abnormally. They're stocking up. They're hoarding it. There's plenty of food in the supply chain. It just takes time to get from the plant to the warehouse to the grocery store. And when people buy extra and hoard it up, that puts an abnormal stress on the chain.
A 90-year-old woman who contracted coronavirus at Life Care Center Senior Care Facility in Seattle has fully recovered. Life Care Center experienced a massive spread of the virus in mid-February. According to a CDC investigation, 62% of the roughly 130 elderly residents became infected, and more than a quarter of those have died. Geneva Wood, however, is now a beacon of hope for the thousands of Americans with the virus and the millions more fearing it, as health officials have said elderly people and those with chronic medical problems are especially vulnerable to the disease. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.